America Weekend. And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith.
What would you like to talk about?
I have nothing, Roland. We come to this, ladies and gentlemen, we come to this point in our broadcast every now and then where we have nothing. And when we have nothing, we just we fly off whatever comes into our thoughts. I know Roland's been preparing a poem. I think you're ready for one. But
I can do a poem a little bit later. I wasn't planning on this, but it's a short segment.
This is a short segment. All right.
And I have an epic poem which takes about 37 minutes.
Okay. So, do you want to go now?
We don't think much about it because it's assumed to be learned and in great condition in adulthood, but something that we acquire as we get older rather than something that we have to work at or weigh consciously. Maybe it's time for us to remember what we learned as children.
Interesting. You know?
Before the adult ego took hold, how about tell the truth, don't fib, play fair, share, say you're sorry, and be honorable? There was a wonderful thing, and I can't remember the author's name, who it was a book about 20, 30 years ago where he talked about the sandbox and the ethics of the sandbox.
Yes.
And those were in there.
The rules of the road. And in many ways, we talked about in a previous segment or two back, the nature of simply saying, excuse me, pardon me, thank you, the basis. But more importantly than that, I really don't think in many ways, and as I think hard at this now, it's not as bad as because we live in a very, very small world, all of us. We have our own little world to live in. Sometimes you have to think beyond the box. And beyond the box, frankly, is not bad. People are very nice. I've met some lovely people over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. We've moved from Florida back into the New York metropolitan area. Met some lovely people along the way. Lovely people along the way. And sometimes it always, and they're not necessarily older people, younger people as well. And it has amazed me at their kindness and their generosity.
Well, I agree with you on the older and the younger. I think those of us who are older need to cultivate friends in
yes.
the younger spheres, because at some point, if we're lucky enough, we'll be the last ones
yeah.
to be around. And you need to have friends.
You do.
You need to have an interaction with people in order to enjoy what we call life.
And choosing "quote unquote" friends at this point in our life, I find it to be a delicate task. But most of my friends are younger at this point. Many of my older friends have passed on to mm-hmm. their good reward, but those that I still have that are my age are dear friends of many, many, many years. But the new friends that I've made are a delight, are an absolute delight. And
do you talk to them? I find that
as often as I can.
Yeah, me too. I think it's important to cultivate
yes,
a friendship,
without question.
Which means a phone call, which means hey, how are you? Just thinking of you.
Thinking of you. Let's get together for that infamous now cup of coffee, because I am a coffee drinker, decaf only, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is that it's become part of my routine to make sure that I stay in touch. And it's frankly, sometimes in our busy schedule, it's not easy. And we travel a lot. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. But I make a point of staying in touch.
It's probably true for everybody in this day and age.
Sure. And when I get a phone call for someone just saying hello, I have some people who call me at the holidays every year. And they make a point. They haven't missed it for 10 years. Just to say hello and happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. Gotta love it. I gotta love it. And I treasure that, believe me. And I anticipate those phone calls. I do. Anyway, we're moving on to this very eclectic broadcast. Roland, what's going on today? It's an eclectic mix.
It's I don't know what it is. It's Mercury in retrograde. I don't know.
Can I use that title?
Of course.
Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. America Weekend. The Envision Radio Network. We will be back.
America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Think your computer's complicated? Consider your eyes with 1 million light receptors, your ears with 24,000 sound fibers, your body 500 muscles, 200 bones, 7 miles of nerve fibers. And while the body holds only 5 quarts of blood, your heart pumps 600,000 gallons through 60,000 miles of veins and arteries with 2 trillion blood cells. Your 3-pound brain has over 13 billion cells. We are part of the environment, too. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.